Alisa Ali backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with Houndmouth. Welcome back to the farm, guys.
Hey.
That's right. That's what they call this place.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep. The last time you guys were at Bonnaroo was a couple of years ago, right?
Right.
That was after the release of your full-length debut, From the Hills Below the City. Beautiful record.
Thank you.
Do you remember anything about that show or your impressions of Bonnaroo?
Yeah, we were really excited to play. We were from New Albany, Indiana, so Bonnaroo is kind of it's a big festival on the map for us, so we were really stoked to play it.
Had you ever been to Bonnaroo before?
That was actually the very first festival I ever went to. Like, I didn't go before, playing. That was the first time I'd ever been. So it was cool. It was a rowdy stage. It was like a small stage in a big tent. And we were just starting out, so we don't have all the accommodations of having big stage plots and stuff. So it just got rowdy and fun.
And now look at you with pyrotechnics.
Oh, yeah.
Flames.
We tape a bunch of Roman candles to Shano and light him as he's drumming.
You guys recently released another album, your sophomore effort, Little Neon Limelight. And you said, along with your producer, Dave Cobb, who has also said, this is not going to be another bleeping Americana record. What are your thoughts on Americana?
I feel as though it's become a genre that just is a catch-all. And it's in a lot of ways.
And
there's a lot of really great music that gets put in the Americana genre, but I feel like people are being a bit lazy when they're labeling music to some degree, and just kind of calling everything Americana anymore.
Who do you feel is labeled Americana that's not? You.
Us.
Yeah. Us, yeah. I definitely think we get lumped in there. I mean, it's fine. It could be worse.
Yeah,
it's fine. But it's the influence is, for a lot of bands, go everywhere. And if you have it that touch of Americana, it kind of always leans towards that being the catch-all. So I always think it's funny to have festivals split up between EDM stages and folk scenes. So it's there's a battle constantly of those two worlds.
Yeah, and I also think it's our voices as well that kind of lump us in there. We have slightly southern accents, and I just thought about that. If we didn't have those accents, what we would sound like, if it would be more Americana-ish,
We'd probably sound like the Beatles or something awesome.
Like a monkey.
But can we talk about these gorgeous harmonies, though? What was the first moment that you realized that you guys could sing so beautifully together? Was it a particular song that you were singing? Were you all just saying the same thing at the same time?
I think I was just so flat that it came across as a harmony, and we thought, holy hell, that could work. And
it worked.
We just used it. Yeah.
We all write songs, so we'll just bring it up, and everybody will jump in. And sometimes we double up on a note, or I don't know.
Our harmonies are actually super sloppy, mm-hmm. compared to Fleet Foxes or some band that has it really tight, and it but I think that's kind of part of our sound too, because they're kind of saloony style harmonies, and I think that's also where we get the band comparison all the time, is because
we're lazy and don't practice our harmonies. Mm-hmm.
But that is the beauty of it. You don't need to be perfect, but you sound like yourselves, and that is what's so cool about it.
Cool.
So the other interesting thing is that you've got four songwriters here. Are you guys all really super close with each other, whereas if one person writes something, you know what they're talking about, or is there a situation where sometimes you'll hear a song and you're like, what does he or she mean by that?
I think we're kind of on the same page. That was always kind of it from the start. Even when we were writing separately, it was still somewhat similar subject matter, and it always tended to go towards the gothic side of America, or something like that. I don't know.
It's insanely hard to write a happy upbeat song.
I'm
very positive and stuff. It's hard for me.
Al Farrell wrote Happy.
I just can't do
it. Yeah, we just dwell in our sadness. You know what everybody's talking about.
Yeah. And I can only write love songs. It's a curse.
Well, you got to go for what you know, right?
Shano is a lover.
I'm a lover.
What a lover. So you guys have played some amazing places. Recently, you just did Red Rocks.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Tell me about it.
I had the pleasure of opening up for Ryan Adams, who I know we've all listened to and looked up to for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he was super cool, but his set had to get cut in half because there was a bad storm. But
yeah, big hailstorm.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah.
Hell no, that sucks.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Have you guys had to deal with technical difficulties with the weather or with amps blowing out?
The
or?
First time we played Red Rocks, actually, we were first to three. I think the Head and the Heart was the headliner there. But they were digging a parking lot next door and cut the power to the whole stadium for hours and hours. And we thought our set was going to get cut, just scratched completely. But
Last minute,
yeah. With 2 hours before the show was supposed to start. Or no, before they were supposed to go on.
Yeah.
Which really worked out in our favor because everybody had to wait for like 2 hours to get in the door. So when we went on stage, the entire place was full.
It's like, yeah,
they're all here to see us.
That's right.
Well, you guys don't have to worry about that now because you're doing quite well for yourselves. And in fact, you just did a beautiful version of Sedona, which is such a great song. Is there a backstory to that song?
Yeah, it's. I read something a long time ago when we were touring behind the first record about how they used to do Western movies in Sedona and how that was like the big mecca for Western films. And then it got kind of put under and everybody went out to L.A.
With the fake sets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was nicknamed Little Hollywood.
So what are your thoughts on Bonnaroo and this kind of festival? It's one of the biggest festivals in the United States. I mean, not only is there music, but there's also comedy, there's film, there's yoga, there's all kinds of stuff. What do you think? Is it sensory overload, or do you feel like this is fun time paradise?
It is intense.
At first it was sensory overload. Now, I don't know, I'm feeling my vibe here now, you know?
You vibing, bro?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. I don't know, it's great. Yeah. I'm into festivals.
And this festival is run so smoothly, so it's easy on our end, which is not always the case.
If you guys were to put on a festival yourselves, would you go all out like Bonnaroo with incorporating, film?
Fun fact, we do have a festival that we put on in New Albany, our hometown.
Tell me about it.
It just happened a couple weeks ago. We had a bunch of great bands, friends of ours and local bands that we've gotten to know over the past couple of years, and it's free. And but yeah, we just have a bunch of vendors and like vintage stuff and records.
But if we had
bands.
The budget, yeah, we'd do like films and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Video games.
A 2K convention.
Really into PlayStation.
Yeah, we play a lot of basketball.
Pinball, we'll do some pinball in there.
Yeah. You must have bonded with Ryan Adams on that.
He had a room. He had a pinball room.
Of course.
There was actually a sign that said catering and then pinball this way, so it was awesome.
Last but not least, if you are throwing your festival again, which hopefully you will, anybody on the bill, ideal, dead or alive, who would you have? Yeah, dead or alive. Not the band Dead or Alive. That's a weird British band. Or Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I was about to say that. That's
bands.
A tough question.
That is tough.
I'm going to go with Rod Stewart.
Yeah,
ooh.
That's not a bad get.
He'd bring the bangers.
I'm gonna go with Alabama.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What you got?
What do I got? We'll keep the Rod Stewart thing. He can play twice with the Faces.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good choice. Zachy.
I don't know.
Any man you want.
I know it's too tough. That's overwhelming to me.
That's why I went with Alabama.
I can't do it. I opt out.
Do you really like Alabama?
I would just cancel the festival, I think.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, we listen to Alabama in the van all the time.
Yeah,
too. It's a great spirit lifter if, you know, like vibes are bad or
something. We've been doing this thing where if we do valet parking, we get Creed and we play Higher, and right before the chorus, we turn all the way up and turn the car off. So right when the valet gets in and turns the car on, it just gets blasted with the chorus of Higher.
We call it stapping. Scott stapping.
Yeah. People.
That is amazing, and I'm glad that I'm not your valet parker.
Yeah.
Look out. Hound, get you.
Houndmouth, thank you guys so much for stopping by the Hellbay Studios and doing this Bonnaroo 2015. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.